Good morning and welcome to our call. It's such a beautiful morning here in Texas. I hope it's beautiful wherever you're at. Before we get started, I wanted to just let you know how thankful I am that you took time out of your day and decided you wanted to start your week with prayer and a Bible study. This is Becky Steep, Direct Sales Specialist and a Christian Direct Seller, and I'm just honored and blessed to be able to serve in this capacity and wanted to thank you for taking time to join us this morning. Just so you know how the procedure of the call works, we start taking prayer requests or praise reports without the recording at 8:25 Central Time, and that's just in case you had something confidential that you may not want on the recording that we can pray for, because I pray for you all week long, and I love to hear the praise reports and make sure that if we pray for you or you have a special blessing that's come from our call or our time together, that you go to the Facebook page and you leave a message there, and that would be The Christian Direct Seller, and leave your testimony so we can praise God with you there, because we love to do that and give Him all the praise and glory for the amazing things that He's doing. Also, make sure that you invite your friends to join us next Monday. I do this every single Monday morning at 8:30 Central Time. Let's go to the Lord in prayer real quick before we start our study time. Father God, thank you so much that you love us and that you're just so amazing. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us mothers. We just celebrated Mother's Day yesterday, and it was such a blessing, Lord, and I just praise you and I thank you. Lord, I can't wait till I can see my mom again. I know that she's there with you in heaven, and I thank you that the love and the legacy that she gave me lives on in my heart, but I know it came from you, so I want to give you the honor and the glory for that. Father, I pray that you will speak through my mouth of clay. Give me supernatural recall of your word and the scripture. I pray that you'll take the scales off of our eyes and unplug our ears so that we can see and hear exactly what you would have for us. Lord, I pray that you will just be speaking through me and allow me to be that amazing vessel for you, Lord, that you've created me to be. Help me to be faithful with the gifts and the talents that you've given me. We love you. We praise you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So the title for our study today is What Our Moms Taught Us. And I'll bet you will agree with me that your mom taught you something pretty amazing. And I know that my mom did. She was an incredible example of a Christian woman. I also know that there are some children out there that may never have known their moms, but she gave you birth. We've all been given something amazing from our moms, and the Lord created you special. He created you to live a life and a legacy for Him. And to me, I think that's one of the most amazing things, is that He calls us His children. And it tells us in the Word that He loves us unconditionally. He couldn't love us any more if we did good things or bad things. He just loves us so much right now. So I hope that you can feel and embrace the love of the Father, but also that you can just thank Him that you were born and that He's given you this life. How amazing and wonderful is that? But, you know, one of the things that I believe that He's created us for is to love, but also to leave a legacy. To me, that's one of the most important things, is that we are very diligent with what He's given us. And so let me ask you, what life legacy are you leaving the next generation as your legacy? So what life legacy are you leaving the next generation as your legacy? Now, many of you on the call are in direct sales or work in some kind of a business where you have others that you're pouring a legacy into. So I want you to think from that capacity, as well as with your own children, those people that are in your inner circle, the people that you care about most, maybe your church family, maybe your neighbors. But think about what life legacy are you leaving by the way that you're living your life. You know, one of the things that it tells us in Proverbs 22:6 is direct your children onto the right path, and when they're older, they will not leave it. So I want you to think about this. I know that in the direct selling company that I was involved in, that we were called mothers, grandmothers, granddaughters, and it was done like a family. And so think about your business and that perspective, or maybe even your host or your client. So direct your downline onto the right path, and when they're older, they won't leave it. Direct your host on the right path, and when they're older, they won't leave it. When we take and we impart or we use influence or leadership, they're all interchangeable words, we can have a profound impact. That's how we leave our legacy. So I want you to look at some of the moms in the Bible, and we're going to go through and just touch on a few of them real quick and think about what did they really leave for us. Well, of course, we couldn't start this without Eve, because she was the mother of all living things, is what it tells us in Genesis 3, right? But one of the things that happened in her legacy is she allowed Satan to sneak in and speak to her, and she began to doubt God's word. That's not a legacy that I want you to leave. But I want you to know that Eve's story didn't end with, you know, the deception and influencing her husband and inviting him even to sin, or being impulsive, or being independent and trying to live her life without God. None of those things. Her legacy that will live on forever and ever is that she was the one who the lineage of Christ was birthed through. Yes, she had Cain. Yes, she had Abel. Yes, there were things that didn't work out so hot in her life. She got expelled from the garden. I mean, can you imagine being able to look in the face of Father God and be able to have him talk with you and walk with you in the cool of the evening? And how beautiful and amazing that must have been. I'm sure she thought back about how much he loved her when she was outside of the garden. I'm sure that the memory that she held inside of her eyes and her heart were of looking into the eyes of the Lord and feeling his unconditional love. But one of the most important things she did is she birthed her children. And each time she did, she said that she remembered the faithfulness of God and how that she knew that it was God is where the children came from. So one of the most important things that she decided to do was she decided that she was going to pass on that love of God. So she knew it was her responsibility to pass on so that her children wouldn't forget the love of God and all of his goodness, and that he wouldn't fail them, and that he was going to be faithful and restore them. The restoration of all humankind came through Eve, through Seth. And do you know that if you trace back the lineage of Jesus, you will find that it goes back to Seth. So that's what we need to take from her story. That's the thing that the Lord is remembering. So again, what life lesson are you leaving to the next generation as your legacy? Now, let's talk about Sarah, because, you know, she was married to the father of our faith, Abram, who became Abraham, and she was Sarai, and she became Sarah. But she was promised at a really old age that she was going to birth a baby. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't imagine birthing a baby in my 90s. I'm like halfway there right now, and I cannot even imagine what it would be like to start all over at 45, let alone to start all over at 90 with a brand new family. But she held on to the promise that God gave her. At the beginning, did she do everything perfect? Absolutely not. You remember the story, right? She decided to help God out. And she's like, hey, you know, Abraham, why don't you go and sleep with my maidservant? Because, you know, back then she could do that. And she said, you know, and then, you know, get her pregnant, and then we'll just keep the baby. We'll kind of do like a surrogacy here. That wasn't God's plan. And that wasn't God's promise to her and to her husband. But because she decided to jump the gun and tried to help God out, it really messed things up. Don't try to fill God's will with your own flesh and your own activities and abilities. Trust God and his ability and his time. Now, I know if you're like me, I like to rush ahead sometimes. But I can tell you that the Lord has taught me many, many lessons over the last probably decade, more so than ever. And thank goodness with age comes some wisdom. And I've learned not to rush ahead. Sometimes I might be slow to the start line because I'm praying things through. But I do know that when I pray things through and I allow God to do it in his timing, and I submit and I obey to whatever he's asking me to do, even if it doesn't make sense, that I know that he multiplies the time, and it's so much easier, and the effort and the joy, oh, they're unbelievable. The effort is so much less. The joy is so much more. But don't rush ahead. You know, it tells us in the Word in Genesis 18:14 that nothing's too hard for God. He also tells us in Jeremiah that nothing's too hard for the Lord. And we need to make sure that we don't try to run ahead or lose hope or maybe stop believing, that we keep the faith, that we keep rejoicing, and we keep being in a place of thanksgiving. That reminds me of a story of another mother from the Bible who was Hannah. She felt really insecure. You know, back in the Bible day, if you were barren and you weren't able to have children or birth, you know, a legacy for your husband, you were really ridiculed and looked down on. And her husband was married to another woman, and she was able to have children. I mean, she could just pop them right out. It was just like one right after another. And Hannah felt so insecure. She felt so unworthy. And she felt so much pain. And I'm sure that the comments were nasty and the women were mean. And she felt awful. But what she decided to do is she decided to take her pain and use it as a motivation to pray. She pleaded for the desire of her heart. She didn't stop believing. She pleaded and pleaded before the Lord and promised to give back to the Lord what was the desire of her heart, which was to have a child. Can you imagine pleading and begging before the Lord for so long, for years and years, and actually even having the priest think you're drunk and treat you poorly, even at church? I mean, how sad would that be? But she promised. And do you know, because she pleaded and she was so faithful to the Lord and didn't give up, the Lord gave her the desire of her heart, and she knew that she received it the moment she prayed and the moment that she received it from the Lord. And she didn't give up. How did we know that she, you know, believed it? Because they said her countenance changed. And she was filled with joy. She was so excited. And do you know that because she was faithful and she did that, I mean, I can't imagine pleading for a baby and going through all the things she went through, actually getting pregnant, having a baby, and then taking the baby and giving it away, giving it back. You know, there's so many different stories that we could talk about and go so much deeper into all of these, but I just want to hit some high points for you here. A couple of things to keep in mind around this is she did give Samuel back to the Lord, and he served in the temple. And the thing that I want you to know about this, and a lot of people don't know this, so I want to make sure that you're aware of this, but the Lord took what she gave back because she was faithful and she was obedient and she kept her promise. And she actually went on to have 6 more sons. The Lord multiplied her gift of giving back 6 times. So when she prayed, she believed. She got filled with joy and contentment and peace until the thing that she prayed for manifested. How many times do we do the same thing where we pray for the Lord and then we're so full of joy and contentment and peace until it manifests? That's what the Lord asks us to do. So keep that in mind. Don't get caught up in, well, Lord, you haven't done this yet. Lord, maybe I should do this. And start worrying. You know, it tells us in 1 Peter 5:7 that we're supposed to give our worries and our cares over to the Lord. Think about what you can give to the Lord. I wonder, and this kind of came to me as I was thinking about the lesson this morning before I was getting on the line. I wonder what might happen. I'm just trying to apply this principle to our business. If we would give a whole, whatever we prayed for, I know a lot of people ask me to pray that they would get bookings or they would get a team or they would have resolution in their team or you know, just different things. But what would happen if you decided, you know what, Lord, I'm going to pray, and let's say your topic is booking. Lord, give me a booking, and I'm going to give it to you. And you worked that booking as if you worked it unto him, as like it tells us in Colossians 3:20, do everything as unto the Lord and not unto men. And, I mean, you just did it perfect. You worked this booking as hard as you possibly could. You host coached amazing. You were just a powerhouse for the Lord. And then you decide that you're going to give all the profit from that to the Lord. I wonder how fast your business would build. I don't know. I've never really tried that. I've done this with many other things, but I've never really done it with a booking. But it just kind of popped into my head and heart. So maybe that's for somebody that's listening to our call today or maybe listening to the replay. I want to encourage you to try it out and see what happens and see what the Lord does. And make sure that you tell me. Go over to the Facebook page, The Christian Direct Seller, and let's talk about it over there. I've got one last mother I want to share with you, and this is Mary. Now, this is Jesus' mother, Mary, and I can't imagine being a young teenager, probably about 14 years old, and having the angel of the Lord come to me and have the Lord say, you know what, I'm going to get you pregnant, and you're going to have a baby. Number one, it would be shocking to me at 14 years old to think, wow, I'm going to be pregnant. Number two, I can't imagine what I would say and how I would tell people, like, hey, you're not going to believe this, but I'm pregnant, and the baby's father is the Holy Spirit. I mean, really, can you imagine? For me, I'm a planner. I would like to know all the details and how it's all going to work out. What am I going to say and all that? But what did Mary say? When the Lord made a request of her, she said, yes, yes. She was actually the person that disobeyed. Don't you think the Holy Spirit and the Lord knew that she would be so obedient? What would happen if we would be so obedient when the Lord asks us to do something? I'll bet there's something inside of your heart that the Lord's asked you to do, or maybe even a dream that he gave you as a young person, maybe when you were in your teens, and then life happened and you got busy and it just didn't really seem like that would come to fruition. But I want to encourage you. I want you to stir that up. The Lord impregnated you with that purpose. He impregnated you with that vision and that dream, not just for you, but because it's going to be used to further the kingdom. It's your plan. It's your purpose for your life. I want to encourage you not to get caught up in the busyness and the overwhelming demands or trying to plan it all out. I want you to receive the dream that's now laying dormant inside of you, or maybe that you've put on a back burner in your life. You know, Ephesians 2:10 tells us that we are God's masterpiece, created to do good works. God prepared all of this in advance for you to do. I want you, if nothing else, to grab hold of that verse, Ephesians 2:10, and read it over and over again. Let it stir up the passion in you again. Get pregnant with your dream again. Ask the Lord, Lord, what have you impregnated me with that I can give birth to? You know, Mary risked everything. She risked family rejection. She risked disapproval. She had to leave her town as a young girl, public disapproval. She had the potential of losing her fiancé, all the security that she thought she was going to have, all the financial provision. She had to get way outside of her comfort zone. And back then, she would be stoned or burned or even strangled if she was pregnant. When God chose Mary, Mary chose God. And she said, yes, Lord. So what's the plan for your life? What is the legacy that he's called inside of each one of us to fulfill? I also want you to think about, because I know some of you might be in the middle of fulfilling that destiny, and you might be in the middle of the dream. Maybe you are in the process. I want you to think about what it must have been like for Mary. Okay, so she gets through all of this, you know, her fiancé decides they're going to get married. She's pregnant. She's gone through all this ridicule. She had to be sent away for a while. I mean, it's just been one thing after another. You want to talk about a stressful pregnancy. She had a stressful pregnancy, but she stayed at peace inside. And then when it was right about time for them to give birth, there was a decree that went out that they were going to have to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem, like 7 days worth. I don't know about you, but when I was pregnant, I didn't feel like walking a long distance my 9th month of pregnancy. I waddled, my back hurt. It was challenging. Now, I loved being pregnant. I loved it. But I don't know that I'd want to walk for 7 days, or better yet, even ride a donkey to get some relief. Can you imagine how uncomfortable that must have been? Because we're not talking that she's like inside of a limousine, or she's in the back of a nice Cadillac, or she's in an RV where she can lay down and be comfortable. No, it's up and down on the back of a hard donkey. And this was rough terrain. So even if you're in difficult circumstances, right when you're ready to give birth to your plan, your purpose, your miracle, your dream, don't get discouraged. Don't give in to the discomfort. Stay on the path. Stay on the road. Don't abandon the assignment, and you will birth it, even if it's not how or where you thought, because I'm sure she didn't think she was going to be giving birth in a stable, which is where the animals were kept. She was thinking she's giving birth to the Lord of the universe, but yet she did it in a stable. She did it in a dirty barn. Don't let time steal your faith. Birth your destiny for your life and the legacy that you were called and put on this earth to birth and pass on to others. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Trust the Lord with the gift inside of you. Risk everything that you have to birth your gift and your legacy, and be faithful to pass it on. Well, I hope this was encouraging to you today, that we need to listen to our moms. I mean, that's the best advice that we could get, right? And the Lord gave us some amazing moms in the Word to look at their stories and to learn from them. I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer right now. Father God, thank You for Your Word. Thank You for Your legacy. Thank You for putting inside of us, each one of us, a plan, a purpose, a dream that will fulfill Your plan for our life. Lord, forgive us if we've got off the path, or we gave in to the discouragement, or we gave in to the disappointment, or we gave in to how difficult the circumstances were around us. Or, Lord, forgive us if we've tried to jump ahead, or if we've become too independent, or if we have decided that we're going to try to influence others to sin with us as well. Lord, we know all we have to do is ask, and You will give it to us. So, Lord, I know that just because we ask for forgiveness, our forgiveness has already taken place. Help us to walk in the grace and mercy that You give us each and every day. You say that mercy is new every morning. And, Lord, I thank You that there is no guilt and condemnation in You, but that You give us hope and that You give us a future, according to Jeremiah 29:11. And, Lord, we want to praise You and thank You for Ephesians 3:20 that tells us that You want to work in and through us to do amazing things far above anything that we could ever ask, think, dream, or imagine. And, Lord, that You've given us the recipe for success, that if we would do all things as unto You, according to Colossians 3:20, and not unto men, that You're going to bless what we're doing. And Lord, help us to be faithful and obedient, just like Mary. Oh, what an incredible example of a young woman and the fears that she must have had and the uncertainty and all the things. And she just kept giving those over to You because she knew that Your word was true from Genesis as well as Jeremiah, that You are the Lord of all of the world and nothing's too hard for You. Lord, help us not to lose faith in believing for our children, that they will follow You, that they will embrace the legacy, that they will love You and follow You and serve You with their whole hearts. Lord, I pray that You'll help us to be faithful with our team and with our businesses, Lord, that You will help us to be the women and the men of influence that You've created us to be. Lord, I thank You that we can receive wisdom from those that You have given in authority over us, especially our moms. Lord, help us to be faithful in birthing the legacy, keeping the vision in front of those that You've put into our circle of influence and into those next generations. Lord, whether it's here and now or with our businesses or even with something that You're going to birth in us, but especially with our children. We love You, Lord, and we know that we can't do anything in our own strength, and we do not want to get ahead of Your plan like Sarah did. Lord, we want to be faithful. Help us to be patient. Help us to believe. Lord, we know that faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Lord, help us to get in the Word, hear it, speak it, always, Lord, that we would keep our faith, that we would continue to praise You just like Hannah did. She knew she believed and that she received the answer. She took her pain, and she took it as a time to pray. Relentlessly, she just poured herself and pressed into You. And you were faithful. You honored her. And she knew she received it right then. And then she just went into praise and thanksgiving. And she honored her commitment to you. And thank you, Lord, that you will bless us the same way. Lord, thank you for giving us these incredible women and these examples. We love you. We praise you. We thank you that you've given us the opportunity just to serve you. We're so blessed. We are blessed to be a blessing. Lord, help us to encourage others today and this week. Lord, help us to be faithful with our businesses, faithful with the legacy, faithful in the roles that you've given us, whether it's in another job or it is just our business. If it is with being a husband or a wife, or if it is to be a friend or a brother, a sister, whatever the capacity is, help us to be faithful because we know we can do all things through you because you are the one that strengthens us. And Lord, help us to keep that same joy that you promise us because we know the joy of the Lord is our strength. We love you and praise you. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, for those of you that are listening live, I hope that this has encouraged you and blessed you. I would love to know what you thought of today's call. Go over to the Christian Direct Seller on Facebook and leave a comment there. And make sure that you invite your friends. I want to just get to know them. I want to bless them. If you are curious about where the archived calls are, they're on my website, BeckySpeeth.com. You can go to free, and then you'll see the Christian Direct Seller Bible study and prayer calls there. This will be posted a little bit later. And if you have any questions or anything that I can pray for you about or bless you or minister to you in your business, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can private message me on Facebook. Take care. God bless you. And know that I'm praying for you this week and in the weeks to come. God's got a magnificent plan and a new baby inside of you that he wants you to birth, and I'll be praying for that as well. God bless you all. Bye now.